Now, I want to talk to Ava this morning, the great Ava. Will we start with this, with When We Dream? That's what we'll do. We start with When We Dream from Ava. Oh, she's getting ready now. Look at it.
When I'm asleep, you come to me, a gentle breeze with light you lead. And when we dream, where do we go? To stay a while, a place we know.
Now, that's When We Dream, which is from the album Wildflower, which is music from the great Ava. Ava, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcy. How are you doing?
Sure, I'm ordinary enough, but I do what I can with the little I have. Are you all right this morning? Firstly, it's nice to hear your voice, and it's nice to play, because I know I'm always playing Wildflower, but it's nice to play something else from the album as well.
You're so good. You're so good, and thank you so much for playing Wildflower. You know, we listen every morning, so whenever it comes on, we all start cheering, and all different parts of the country, because all my family listen, so
you're very good. I really appreciate it. Well, that's lovely. Listen, where are you based at the moment? Are you home, or where are you?
I'm actually at home at the moment, but I was in Cork there on the weekend, in West Cork, and it was absolutely stunning. We got gorgeous weather, I'm back in Dublin now, so... It's actually, isn't it lovely weather still? We're getting a lovely winter out of it. I know we're not winter yet, but I know.
We're getting a gentle introduction to the winter. That's kind of what's going on at the moment, which is interesting. Listen,
the album
has done exceptionally well, Wildflowers, and it's one of those things that in a different world, you would have travelled, I suspect, all over the shop with this album and taken it everywhere. But you haven't been able to, really.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. You know, I released it. I knew it was going to be a risk releasing something in the middle, the height of the pandemic. But I'm a real big believer with creativity that it comes in waves and you have to jump on it when it comes and release it then when you're still excited about it. Yeah. Because if you hang on to it, what can happen is you then lose the excitement of that newness of the work. Whereas now I'm on to some more music, new music again. And if yes. I was still waiting to release Wildflower, I'd probably be like, and let's just not release that, we'll go on to the next thing, you know. So I'm glad that I did, and I'm so thankful to, you know, everyone in Ireland and a different all over the place for sharing yes. it, because that's the big thing. It's word of mouth and it's sharing it. But I am looking forward to getting out with it again, you know, and being able to actually perform it live. Well, like, I think that'll be a whole different experience.
And have you got a plan for that yet, or is it still early days?
Well, it's still early days, but I am planning an online concert where I'm actually going to do kind of not kind of from home, but more so from a venue,
nice.
With, like, lights and beautiful sound, and do it on an online concert sometime in December. So if people all keep right. an eye on my website,
yes.
they'll the tickets and all that will be going up. And then once the borders open again for different places and the venues start opening up, you know, to full capacity and all that kind of stuff, then I'll definitely be into them.
Good for you.
Live.
No. It's very important to get out there. That's the thing, because apart from the fact that we haven't been able to blah, 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 and things are opening, like the 22nd of October, we're supposed to be in a different world.
Yeah.
But it's important to be out there, to be able to say, hey, this is me, this is what I do. And to get out there and take it.
Exactly.
Now, you've gone down another road, you devil, you. You've gone down another road. You have taken on board an interesting track as something brand new.
Yeah.
Why did you go with Creep, Radiohead?
So Creep is a song, I've always loved the song, but the big thing with me is I love songs, when I sing them, I like to take a song that no one will expect me to do. So if ever I do a cover, it'll normally be something so random and I'll change it to make it my own, you know? And
yeah.
with Creep, when I used to listen to it, I used to always think, wouldn't it be cool to hear a female voice sing that in a really eerie and sparse and kind of spooky way. And then this Halloween, it was coming up, and again, like, you know, venues aren't fully open again. I was like,
yeah,
do you know what? I gave Gavin Murphy a call. I was like, what do you think of Creep? And he was like, I don't know if will you be able to do that one? I was like,
yeah.
come on, we'll give it a go, you know? So we did it, and I really love it. Like, I think it's very appropriate for this month.
It is, for sure.
And it gets me outside my comfort zone.
It's very different, what you've done with it. It's very different. I'm very taken with it. Could you reproduce that on a stage, I wonder? I presume you could.
Oh, definitely. I actually, do you know what? There's certain songs, Marty, even on the album, that like would make me nervous singing them live, just because there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, like things with like a lot of harmony or whatever.
Sure.
But Creep is actually one. I did it for a live lounge on the BBC. And it actually was like really, really enjoyable to sing it live, like straight through. And it's one of the ones I can't wait to sing live. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's excellent. It really is. One of the things I noticed, because as we know, your name is Ava. Your name is E-A-B-A-J. And you've put the two spellings on the... Are you actually issuing a disc? Because I've seen it online for Creep. It's Ava, A-V-A, and then your actual spelling is behind it. That's very clever.
Marty, you'll love this story. That's to keep my mother happy. So my mother called me Eva the A-B-H-A.
Yeah.
A little bit. My mum's a Gael Goer, and she was like, I called you that name because it, you know, it couldn't be changed. And then, you know, I went off and changed it to AVA for singing. But it was because it's an easier read. But I'm still massively passionate about the Irish language. Like, we speak it a lot at home. And so we decided, you know what, we'll do a happy medium. We'll make AVA the thing that, you know, that you see, but we'll stick Eva the A-B-H-A in there so that, you know, because that is my name, you know, for anyone that knows me. So that's to keep the mammy happy.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. Oh, that's a great story, because Irish mammies have to be Irish mammies have to be kept happy. I totally agree with you. Let's have a listen to it.
They're scary.
Yeah, lovingly so. This is Creep.
But lovingly so.
Yeah, this is Creep now from Ava.
You were here before. just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. I wish I
how you spell it, that is terrific. Well done you, well done you, because it's like taking a punt, isn't it? It's like taking a chance on something and going, I'm going to give this a go because I believe in it, and you take it there. That is quite terrific.
Totally.
Well done.
Thank you very much. So that's
out now. Now, is it only streaming business, or can you go anywhere and buy it as a disc, or is it only online?
For now, it's kind of on all the digital platforms. It's a streaming thing. Because to be honest with you, when I put it out first, I was kind of going, I'll just put this out there. Like you said there a minute ago, Marty, like everything, I suppose, in the last 2 years has been very much, you just have to go with your gut on it.
Yes.
And just if you're doing something and it feels good, or it feels like, you know, I think people might find this interesting just to put it out there. But I suppose with the pandemic, like the plan that would normally be in place for an artist releasing music is just kind of not there at the moment, you know, so you just kind of, the road is like not taken and you just have to go with it. So yeah, for
That's
now
right.
It's just on streaming platforms, but I'm writing a lot of new music again at the
Are
moment
you?
And actually, yeah, I am, and a poetry book, so I'll have to send you in one once it's
a
done.
Poetry? You'll have you'll have to bring it in is what you'll do, and you'll
I
sit,
will bring it in
and
to
and
you
and you'll sit
I
in front of me and we'll have the chats. A poetry book, this is all new material, is it, or does it incorporate some of the lyrics already with you?
So it's actually, you know, it was after everything in the pandemic, obviously I wrote Wildflower, but I wrote so many lyrics during that time and so much poetry actually, and just so much reflection after being away for so many years. And then after the album was out, I was like, this is kind of all just snippets, and it'll end up being something that's put in the drawer and will probably not be found until, you know, I'm, you know, 80 or 90 and someone will find it and go, did you write this, whatever.
Sure.
So I was like, I'd love to get it all and put it into a book. So yeah, I've been working on that for the last probably 6 months, and I really, really love it. So it should be out in the new year. But I actually have to tell you the story as well. I went down to West Cork this weekend and I took the sail cup and the bags with me, which is your son Thomas. Yeah,
that's right.
And I went down and I was writing loads, and I went down to the beach and I was having my cup of coffee out of the sail mug writing my poetry. So I wrote to Thomas and I said, thank you so much, like, it's, you know, I'm all set up here for my writing, so I'll have to bring you in that book now.
Oh,
once
that's
it's,
lovely. Well,
once
he's a big
finished.
He's a big fan of your work, he really is. He's such a great supporter
he's
of your
very good.
Of your work. Well, that's a gas story.
And I'm a big fan of his.
Well, yeah. Thank you. You're very kind. You don't want to sing for the Eurovision, by the way. I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, but you know what? When I was younger, I used to always be like, I would love to sing for that Eurovision. And so there's been so many amazing singers that have gone through it.
But think about
Luna
it.
And all.
Yeah, exactly. But think about it. You get a chance to go off to Turin next year. Be lovely. Be lovely in the middle of May. Be lovely. Absolutely.
Anyway, you put a good word in for me, Marcy.
If you have a spare song, let us know. Listen, I'm going to finish up on
Wildfires. Okay.
I'm going to finish on Wildfires because I want to. I'm sorry, but I hope you don't mind. But just, I love it. Absolutely. Listen, congratulations on Creep. It'll be wonderful to be able to play this on the radio. I'm sure many will. Keep well and hopefully come into us with your lovely book when it's out, and we'll get to sit and talk to you properly. Listen, keep the faith, Ava, and thank you so much.
Garv Mil Mahagat Marty, and thank you for all the support. Really appreciate it.
Slán. Not at all. My pleasure, Slán. And here's Wildfires. Yes, it is. And thanks to Ava. I'll explain what sale is. I'll tell you about it tomorrow on the programme. Now, here's Wildfires to take us home today. Thanks, Ava.
Jumped up the garden and danced through the town. She said, I know a place where wildflowers grow. A sea of bright colors, pink, blue and yellow. Gathered by children, they ran to the sea, releasing wildflowers so they drowned. She said, I know.